For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. In April, Memorial Health System hospitals in central Illinois were treating 10 to 15 patients for COVID-19. Now, 60 to 65 patients on average are hospitalized for the disease. Dr. Raj Govindaya is chief medical officer of Memorial, which runs hospitals in Springfield, Decatur, Jacksonville, Taylorville, and Lincoln. I talked with him about how the virus has spread.
Several months ago, we were seeing clusters of cases that would be brought into, say, an extended care facility. Now, it's just people in the community who have fatigue from all the social distancing, the mask wearing. They're a little bit tired of all the social isolation, and they're hanging out. In doing so, they're inadvertently spreading this illness.
What are some of the additional challenges, aside from availability of beds, when there are so many COVID-19 patients?
So we have this really ironic double whammy. There are more patients because more people are getting sick in the community. More of the people that would care for them get sick, too, if the disease continues to surge like it did in other places of the country earlier this year, or we add a flu season on top of it, we won't have enough healthy staff to take care of the patients who need care. That's what we saw in other communities around the country, and that's what we want to avoid.
Memorial recently laid off some folks. Are you going to be hiring people back if you're facing a shortage of workers?
We did not lay off anyone who provided direct patient care. It was all back office, non-clinical facing people who were important to Memorial, but in this environment, we could not, you know, manage all the pressures we're facing. We are hiring nurses, we are hiring techs, we are hiring phlebotomists.
And are there things that the community needs to be doing right now or the health department needs to be doing to help control the spread of the virus?
Yeah, I think we already know the things that are effective. We just need to commit to doing them. Wash your hands, wear a mask, watch your distance, and get a flu shot. These are the simple things that we can do right now to stay healthy, not get sick, not get others sick, and to stay out of the hospital or make sure that that healthcare provider who does go and take care of people in the hospital doesn't get exposed as well. That's why the vigilance, even in the face of fatigue, of all of this stuff that we have to do, is still so important. And ironically, it's more important right now than at any other point during the pandemic for Central Illinois, because we have the most disease circulating in our community right now.
Do you expect to see a continuing rise in cases and in hospitalizations?
If we go back and look at the way the disease has spread, coming out of every holiday, there's been a bump up. The holiday that kind of set us back was Labor Day. In other parts of the United States, it was 4th of July. What's different between 4th of July and Labor Day for us? Well, around 4th of July, there wasn't a whole lot of disease activity in Central Illinois. Our behaviors were probably pretty similar, but the amount of disease activity was different. We had just enough dry kindling that the match of Labor Day lit it afire. And now it's spreading, it's smoldering. And we have these other holidays coming up, and I'm worried they're going to add fuel to that fire.
For the holidays, what is your advice for people who are making those really tough decisions about whether or not to see their family?
Every time you meet with those individuals, you are meeting with everyone that they have been in contact with too. And do you really understand how many people that is? And do you really understand the risk that you are placing yourself in? Or you are placing your family member in by all the people you've interacted with? So just be cautious.
That was Dr. Raj Govindaya, Chief Medical Officer for Memorial Health System. I'm Mary Hansen.